You love the Lord, say amen. 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 It's good to be here this morning. Good to see everybody that's out on this rainy day, but I certainly appreciate you coming. Amen. We've got several that's still out this morning. Let's be much in prayer for them. And if you're visiting with us, we're just so glad to have you, and we thank God for you coming and being with us today in the house of the Lord. Let me run down the prayer list right quick. Like, I know I'm probably going to list somebody out, but hope not. But remember Jim Babs, he's got the flu, and so remember him this morning. Brother Tommy's out with the flu. So remember them, both Derek and Samantha, and them are still sick. So still remember them this morning. Brother Jackie is still in ICU. They're hoping to move him out to a room and maybe some rehab in this next week. So still remember Brother Jackie. We thank God that he's still here with us. Amen. Amen. And so remember him. Brother David Watts is in the hospital there in Cedartown. Remember him. And still remember my mom there at Redmond. They had done some dialysis on her yesterday and the day before, and it seemed like it really helped. And so y'all still pray for her. The Lord will just continue to touch her, and everything will continue to turn for the good. This week it looked like it was going downhill, and so I think maybe the Lord's intervened, and so let's just continue to pray for her and her prayers. And also remember Ruby Sorrells. Remember this precious lady in the hospital, and Brother Cecil Holtzey, he's also in there. Then still remember Pam Stringer and Annette Oller. Both of them had surgery and out, and Sister Brenda Montgomery's got a great grandbaby that's in the hospital there in Atlanta. And so remember them. The list just goes on and on. And you look around and you think, well, I wonder where so-and-so are. They're probably sick. So be much in prayer for them. Pray for us this morning. We pulled our back this week. And I like not get out of bed yesterday. We're making it. I think it's old age. And just can't do what we used to could. Amen. So for those that are older than me, I'm glad you're here. Amen. Amen. Any other prayer requests this morning? Anybody that lift the hand? Go ahead, Sam. Bless your heart, Sam. Bless your heart. Let's remember this prayer request. So much to pray for and pray about, and so many going through things in this life, and let's just be much in prayer for each and every one of them. Will you stand with us? Also, the nursery is back here this morning. If anybody would like to use it, then don't forget Children's Church will dismiss at the end of singing. And so we'll remember all these. Don't forget Brotherhood. Brotherhood, Tuesday night, 7 o'clock. Brother Greg Robertson will be preaching from over Bethlehem. That's Tuesday night, 7 o'clock. So all you men that can come, I know it would be greatly appreciated if you could come and be with us in the house of the Lord on Tuesday night. Amen. Let's just go to the Lord in prayer. Amen. Ask his blessings upon the offering and service today. Brother Donald.
Let's go,
Lee.
Let's go,
Lee.
Let's go,
Lee.
Let's go,
this world today, strange things, just like Brother Jackie. But we've seen a miracle worked in him. I've had Miss Charlotte on my heart heavy this week. I know she can't hear this song sung, but I know she can feel the Spirit of the Lord. And I know that if anybody in here, if you're burdened down for a loved one, if you have physical pain, a sick loved one, anything, you can't reach out and touch his garment physically, but you can come down here and pray right straight through to him. And he will supply your needs. It may not be what you want, but he will supply your needs.
God bless you.
Bless the Lord.
A woman one day tried many physicians, but she rather grew worse in the Bible, we're told.
Yeah,
but when she had heard, she then came to Jesus and found what she needed for body and soul. If I could but touch the hem of his garment, if I could but touch some part of his robe, I know crying. Then he touched his blind eyes and healed him that day. If I could but touch the hem of his garment, if I could but touch some part of his robe.
want to say I love the Lord this morning, and I thank him for each and everything that he does for me. I know a lot of us today just have burdened hearts. We just have things sometimes that we just have no control over. We can't do anything about. I know it's just a horrible, horrible thing when things happen, and you want to do something, you can't do anything, and you do everything that you possibly think you can. But I do know without a doubt this morning, no matter what we're going to face, no matter what we are facing, and whatever we're going to face, I know a man who can take care of anything we're going through, whatever it may be. But we just got to be, we got to let him have it. And that's hard to do sometimes, to turn it over to God and say, here it is, I give it to you. Because when you do that, you got to be ready for whatever God wants to do. You've got to be ready to accept it in whatever way it is. But I know whatever he does, it'll be right. It'll be his will. But I asked everyone this morning if y'all would just pray for a burden that I have. And just pray for God's will to be done. Thank you. I can't take a heart that's broken, make it over again, but I, the man who can, I can't take a soul that's sensing what you fight.
good to be in the house of the Lord this morning and feel His precious Holy Spirit today. We're going to try a song we usually sing with Emily, but she's not here, so y'all pray for us while we try to sing "The Blood Covered It All."
in one more verse while they're finishing up. Amen. Turn your Bible to the book of Hebrews, chapter number 10, verse number 1. Hebrews, chapter number 10, verse number 1. We had a prayer request. Remember Michael Chafin. He's in Redmond Hospital. Let's be much in prayer for him this morning in our prayers, and others that's got surgery and things like this coming up next week. Amen. Hebrews, chapter number 10, verse number 1, reading through verse number 5. Amen. The Bible said, for the law, having a shadow of good things to come. For the law, having a shadow of good things to come, and not the very image of things, can never, with those sacrifices which they are offered year by year, continually make the comers thereunto perfect. Verse number 2. He said, for them would they not have ceased to be offered, because that the worshipers once purged should have no more conscience of sins. But in those sacrifices there is a remembrance, again made of sins every year. For it is not possible that the blood of bulls and goats should take away sins. Wherefore, when he cometh into the world, he said, the sacrifice and offering thou wouldest not, but a body thou hast prepared me. You may be seated. Our Heavenly Father, just as humble as I know how today, God, I pray, Lord, God, that you'll move Jeff out of the way for a little while, that I'll be able to get over on the holy ground. God, I pray, Lord, that you'll hide us behind the cross. Lord, of your love and your mercy today. God, we ask all these things in Jesus' name. And we humbly pray, amen and amen. Bear from me your scripture today, the Lord, and never is laid upon our heart. And the Bible said there in verse number 1, he said, for the law, having a shadow of good things to come, and not the very image of the things, listen, can never with those sacrifices which they offered year by year continually to make the comers unto that thereunto perfect. Amen. In other words, today, listen, if we'd have kept going the way we were going, we'd have run out of bulls and goats and lambs and turtles. Doves. And listen, he said, because these sacrifices and that was being made that way, and listen, was not going to be sufficient enough. Amen. We needed something. And listen, as Judy and Lindsay sung that song, and we needed a one and done deal. Amen. And listen, neighbor, today, and listen, I don't know about you. And listen, I like somebody to do a turnkey job, don't you? And listen, I don't like to have to go to this one and that one and this one and that one. Listen, I like somebody that can take care of the problem. Amen. Listen, neighbor. And this is what he's saying here. Listen, in the book of Hebrews, he's saying the old way, the old time way of these sacrifices, these bloods, these animals, they would not be sufficient. But ain't you glad he said, my grace, listen, is sufficient. Listen, he said here in Hebrews, he said, there'll come a one, that'll be the ultimate sacrifice, and he'll come in the form of a body. Amen. Listen, neighbor, we know who that was today. Listen, neighbor, it wasn't Billy Graham. Listen, as good as he was, listen, it wasn't any of these other great evangelists or speakers or presidents, but we know it was Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Listen, neighbor, today, if I had a message that I want to preach on, and neighbor, just a little while, and maybe on the last part of that scripture, listen, where he said to make them perfect. Amen. Listen, I want to preach on that word, perfection. Amen. Listen, perfection. Amen. Listen, if I ask this morning if there's one in the house that is perfect, listen, I'm talking about without any faults, I'm talking about without got any flaws. And we got one in the house. Listen, that are perfect. Listen, and I ask you, I'm not going to ask you to. Listen, but I ask you to slip up your hand. And there wouldn't be one in the building. No, sir. Listen, why is that today? And because we've all got flaws, whether it be in this life or in this body. Listen, in our life today, listen, the scripture says, and there's no, not one, and neighbor perfect today, except the Lord Jesus Christ. Listen, in him alone. Listen, we're a imperfect people, living in an imperfect world. Listen, one writer said, listen, every time I go to do good, evil is always present. Listen, Paul said, there's a messenger of Satan that buffets me every day. Listen, in other words, listen, perfection for you and I will never be reached. Listen, but I'm glad today. Listen, I thought about this. Have you ever went into a neighbor a clothing store somewhere? Listen, over on the rack, they'll have sackets. Listen, amen, in those sackets, Sister Donna, they've got a small flaw in them. Listen, sometimes one of them have a long sleeve, it had to be a short. Listen, but sometimes they're so close, it's just about, you can't tell the difference, or you can't find the flaw. Listen, so that's the way society is today. If we look at each other enough, we'll find that flaw. Listen, in each one of us. But I'm glad, even though we're an imperfect people in a perfect world, I'm glad we got a perfect Savior. Listen, I'm glad today Jesus Christ, he operates imperfection. Amen. Listen, and him alone. Listen, the Bible, Webster said that word perfection simply means this, to be complete in all respect. Listen, or without default. Amen. Listen, in other words, today perfection is reached through the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. Listen, he said, I'm Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Even though we got our impurities, I'm glad today as they sing that song, I know a man that can. Thank God they can cleanse me from all unrighteousness. Perfection. Amen. When it comes to perfection, he said, this blood, this law that we're under here, the law of bloods and goats and all these things, he said, they will not be sufficient. He said, the sacrifice that is made will not be sufficient. In other words, he said, when we make those sacrifices by those lambs and those doves and all these things, he said, those sins will be remembered from year after year after year. See, that's what they do. They'd take those sacrifices, those blood sacrifices, those animals, and they would take them in and they would present them as a sacrifice. And then for a year, they'd have to go again and they'd have to come back in and do it all over. See, my friend, this sacrifice was imperfect. This sacrifice was still needing something. But the perfectness of Jesus Christ, what can wash away my sins? Not only one time, but permanently. He said to cast them into the depths of the sea, never to be remembered anymore. Thank God. And he says, what sins are you talking about? I'm glad an imperfect Jeff Halsey, I met a perfect Savior, and that day he cleansed me of what I needed. Amen. Something that's imperfect, Jesus Christ can cleanse it from all the impurities that it needs. It cleanses it. Amen. Thank God. You know, they put my mom on dialysis this week, and I don't know a whole lot about that. I know Sister Dana does it for a living. She can tell you more than I do. We was talking to them, and they was telling me how, they hook her up, had to put that port in, and they hook her up, and they pull her blood out, and they pull all this fluid out, and it filters it, and the good goes back in. I see, my friend, that's exactly what Jesus Christ did for me at that day. Neighbor, he hooked me up to the port. The portals of glory. Neighbor, I drained me of that filthiness, unrighteousness, and put the blood of Jesus in my heart. Neighbor, today, and I am what I am today by the grace of God. Amen. Those impurities are gone. I'm not saying I don't sin anymore, but I'm glad that I'm saved and I'm sealed until that day of redemption. Amen. Three things that we see, neighbor, today about this word perfection. Three things. Number one, we see that Jesus Christ was without flaws. He was perfect in every way. We see him on the mountain when the devil tried to tempt him, and he told him, he hadn't eaten for 40 days and 40 nights. And he said, turn these stones into bread. Make them something to eat. Neighbor. And Jesus just looked at him and said, man should not live by bread alone. Neighbor, today. When he was high, lifted up, and the devil came at him in every way, he sinned not. When they hung him on the cross, neighbor, he could have condemned every one of them to die. But instead, he gave you and I life, and he gave us victory, and he gave us the blessings of God. Neighbor, today. When I think of perfection, I don't think of me. I think of him. What he can do for me and what he can do for you today. Three things we look at about this word perfection: without flaws, without error, without anything. He said here that the blood of these sacrifices, it wasn't going to be enough. It wouldn't be enough for you, and it wouldn't be enough for me. But I'm glad the blood of Jesus Christ, there's still power in the blood. You know, we don't hear a lot about the blood anymore. Amen. Used to a preacher didn't hardly preach unless he mentioned the blood in hell. Neighbor, today. But it's still the same thing. The blood is still just as real. The blood is still just as strong. The blood is still just as powerful as it's ever been. Why? Because that blood is perfection. That blood is perfect. Three things. I'm trying to hurry. Three things. Look, number one today, that we see in the perfection of Jesus Christ. Number one, we see it in the person of Jesus. We see the perfection in Jesus. Listen today, neighbor, if you put me under a microscope, you'll find every flaw I got. Amen. You ain't even got to do that. You look at me long enough, you'll find it. Amen. You'll find my faults, and you'll find every flaw that I've got. But guess what? I can do the same with you. Amen. Amen. Thank God. Amen. Why? Because we've all got flaws. We all got failures. We all got these things. But Jesus Christ, in the person that he was without flaws. He was perfect in every way. In the person, he came through a perfect birth. Listen, neighbor, of a virgin. The Bible said a virgin shall conceive. And they shall call his name Emmanuel. Amen. A virgin shall conceive, and you shall call his name Emmanuel. A representation of pureness. A representation of holiness. A representation of a perfect Savior. Listen, neighbor, they were looking for a lamb that was without spot, without blemish. Today, you know, over in the Middle Eastern country, they're still looking for that. They're still looking for that lamb, that perfect lamb. They're looking for it. Listen, and they're looking at these that are born. They'll find the little spot, and they'll say, that's not it. They're looking for that lamb that's just perfect without any blemishes. But you know something today? I'm glad he's already came. Ain't you glad of that? He said, I came that I may be the lamb before the slaughter. Neighbor, today, Jesus Christ, when you think of this word perfection, we think about him in the person of Jesus Christ today. What a perfect man he was. We see him in his perfect birth and representation. The Bible said that Jesus knew no sin. Impossible for Jesus to sin. He was royal. He had his Father's blood flowing through him. Spotless, sinless, no imperfections.
whatsoever today. Listen, I'm glad today, neighbor, we've got a perfect Savior for an imperfect world. We got a perfect Savior for an imperfect situation. We got a perfect Savior for an imperfect surroundings. Thank God today. He is the Messiah. He is the King of Kings. He is the Lord of Lords. Thank God today. Hey, John the Baptist said, somebody said about old John, they said, is that him? Or do we need to look for another? I listen, neighbor, today. I'm glad Jesus Christ, he is the one. How the Alpha and Omega, whatever our need is, whatever our imperfect situation is, and we'll just bring it to the Lord. And just leave it there. He said, cast your cares upon him, for he careth for your soul.
Yes, that's right. Thank you, Lord. Yeah.
Perfection. Perfection. Perfectionist. You ever heard anybody that was a perfectionist? They just got to be perfect about everything. It's just got to be perfect. But we're not perfectionists. We've all got flaws, Brother Coleman. But I'm glad this man, the person of Jesus Christ, they tried to, what did King, wasn't it King Agrippa? Was it King, it was one of the kings. Over there, it wasn't King Agrippa. It was one of the kings that said when they took him up to him. And they brought him before the king. And he said, I can find no fault. I can find no fault in this man called Jesus Christ. Pilate, was it Pilate? Yeah, good answer. I like to give y'all a little Bible study every once in a while. Make sure you know what you're doing. Yeah. But they brought him before Pilate, and he said, I can find no fault. I can find no fault in him. He's perfect. The only thing he's guilty of is loving his God. The only thing he's guilty of is preaching that he's going to die on the cross and die for our sins. I can find no fault. We see him in a perfect person. We see perfection. He said, listen, here in Hebrews, he said, all these sacrifices that are being made upon these altars, lighting these animals up, the incense that is going up to the sky, how the smell of that meat burning, a representation of a sacrifice. He said, one day after a while, it'll be insufficient. He said, one day after a while, it'll be insufficient. He said, these types of sacrifice, that sin will have to continually be remembered. That sin will have to continually be remembered. But I'm glad today when Jesus Christ washed my sins away. He cast them into the depths of the sea as far as the east is from the west. When we think of that word perfect that he spoke about here in Hebrews, and we think about that perfection, we see it in the person of Jesus Christ. Then number two, not only do we see it in the person of Jesus Christ, but we see it in the plan. We see it in his plan. You ever had a perfect plan go perfectly wrong? Boy, we have, ain't we? I'm talking about we've had it laid out. We've had it mapped out. We had a perfect plan, and it go perfectly wrong. Amen. We all do. That's called life. Things happen. But the plan that Jesus Christ had, later on, if you continue to read down, he talked about this sacrifice, and he said, lo, I come in the volume of a book. Amen. I come in the volume of a book. I'm glad he's got a perfect plan for an imperfect people. Amen. The plan of salvation, we've tried to change it. We've tried to doctrine it up. But I'm telling you today, it's the same as it had been 2,000 years ago. It's still the same today. He said you must be born again. Now listen, in order to enter the kingdom of God, you must be saved.
Amen.
Still the same today. It's still the same today. Every other plan. Every other plan. You think about it. Some people have a plan. They say, well, you can work your way into heaven. That won't get it. Some people say, well, you can just, you know, you can join the religion. That won't get it. That plan won't hash out. It won't be sufficient enough. Why? Because it's imperfect. Because 90% of that has got imperfect people behind it. But the plan of Jesus, in his plan is perfection. In his plan, See, my friend, when Jesus came, he had one mission. He had one mission, and that's to die for sinners. That was to die for sinners. Look at what the Bible said in Romans chapter number 10, verse number 9 through verse number 11. Talking about his plan, the perfection, the perfect plan of God. All of us go through our daily lives, and a lot of times it don't go according to plan. I've done learned in my life, just go with what happens. Because just as soon as you plan something for tomorrow, something's going to happen to mess it up. Something's going to, I tell Lisa all the time, you don't never know where you're going to be by tonight. Amen. We start out a normal day. Well, we may end up in the hospital with somebody, or we may end up by ourselves. Somebody may end up saying, hey, can you come and see us? Can you come? Somebody's been killed or somebody's been hurt. There's been a tragedy. We don't know. Our plans are just temporary. Our plans are just temporary. That's why he said this life is but a vapor. We're here today and we're gone tomorrow. But the plan of Jesus, the plan of salvation for you and I to be redeemed, it's a perfect plan. There's not any flaws in it. If you come to the Lord Jesus according to his plan, he'll save you. He'll save you. Now, if we try to come up some other way, if we try to get in some other way, he said he'd say, depart from me, and I never knew you. You must be born again. You must have the blood of Jesus Christ applied to your heart. Look what he says here in Romans, and I'm talking about the plan. In his plan, we reach perfection. Romans 10, 9, we're going to read through verse number 11. This is the plan. He said that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God had raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. He didn't say might be. He didn't say, I hope you be. He didn't say, you may be saved. He said, if you'll come by that plan, he said, if you'll come by this plan, I guarantee you, thou shalt be saved. Thou shalt be saved. Look at verse number 10. The Bible said, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. See, it's all about salvation. It's all about salvation. It's all about being saved. It's all about being redeemed. It's all about when I draw my last breath, I know where I'm going. Thank God. I know where I'm going. Why? Because I've reached the perfect plan of salvation. It's the perfect plan. Listen, look at what he says in verse number 11. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. Shall not be ashamed. Let's read that one more time. Start back over. I want us to get that. Look at Romans 10, verse number 9. Talking about the perfect plan. The perfect plan. I'll never forget, after me and Lisa got married, we hooked up with Life of Georgia. Hey, man, we bought some life insurance, and I won't never forget it. We bought that life insurance. I think I bought it from you, didn't we, Brother Jerry? Bought it from Brother Jerry. Maybe I shouldn't bring this up. But anyway, I brought it from Brother Jerry. And, you know, so we bought that at a young age. And I might want to go somewhere else. But, no, Jerry don't mind. He don't mind. We bought that. Man, we was just a kid. You know, Jerry done got on that my age. But we were just kids when we got married. And we bought that Life of Georgia policy. You know, we kept that thing. Paid them dues. One day after a while, you know, Brother Jerry done gone. Another company had done bought it over about three times, and it was somebody else's company now. They done starting taking money out of the bank. You don't see the guy, and you don't have the policy on the nail. You remember when he did that? Had the policy on the nail. They'd come to your door, knock on your door, take the policy out, write it down, and put the money in, and he'd see you again next month. Well, probably about 25 years after we'd done had that policy, this lady come to my house. She knocked on my door. I hadn't seen anybody in about 20 years. And she said, Mr. Hulse, I just wanted you to know I'm with such and such company. I can't remember who they are now. Said, I'm with such and such company. Said, you've been paying on this insurance for all these years. Said, I just wanted to come by and let you know as of in 2 weeks, you've got no insurance. And I said, tell me that again. She said, I wanted you to know that in 2 weeks, your policy is dead. She said, your premiums, the policy, the premium's not covering the policy. And I said, you waited till now to tell me? She said, well, we can give you a new one, and it's going to cost a little more dollars. But I'm just saying, sometimes we bank on a plan, but those plans change. Sometimes those plans change. We all, man, when we start out in life, we think we're just going to do great things. We think, man, we're just going to live in a white house with a white picket fence around it, have two dogs and a cat. I listen to them, and everything's just going to be perfect. But those plans change, don't they? Those plans change. But I'm glad the salvation plan of Jesus Christ does not change. This plan, listen, this plan, Brother Lawrence preached on this plan. Brother Tommy Montgomery preached this plan. Carl Robinson preached this plan. Amen. Sister Charlotte and them family, they all preached on this plan. We got preaching families all over this church. Amen. I try not to leave one of them out, but they all preached this plan. This plan. In 2018, people are saying, preacher, you need to kind of get up to date on some things. You need to kind of get with times. But I can't because the plan hadn't changed. Brother Mike Godfrey, the plan has not changed. He said that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. And I believe it. I believe it, don't you? Look at verse number 10. It has not changed. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Verse number 11. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. The perfect plan has not changed. Billy Graham preached that plan. Amen. Preached that plan. Preachers today are preaching the plan of salvation is a perfect plan for an imperfect world and an imperfect people. I'm telling you today, it's still the blood. It's still the blood. It's still the blood that can cleanse us from all unrighteousness today. His plan. In his plan, we reach perfection. In the person of Jesus Christ, we see perfection. We see perfection. We see it in his plan. Then number 3, not only do we see it in the person, we see it in his plan, but we see it in his preparedness. Amen. He said, if I go away, I will come again. Yeah. Where I am, you can be also. Well, where are we going? He told them that over in John. He said, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. In other words, I built a prepared place for prepared people. State of being prepared. This place and this person. This place and this person will constantly change. You know that today? They used to sing that song a lot. So this old house I'm living in is needing repair. The windows and the shutters are letting in the cold, cold air. Amen. Thank God. But one day after a while, Brother Robbie, the place he's prepared, it'll never need a roof job. It'll never need any maintenance whatsoever. He prepared a perfect place for a perfect people. Amen. Thank God. You know, it's hard to get us in a prepared place, ain't it? You know, somebody's not going to like this, or somebody's not going to like that. Some of them like, well, I'm hot, I'm cold. Amen. Said one time, there was this pastor, I won't never forget it. Said he had some members that said they had a thermostat. And said one of the members would go over and they'd bump it up. And see, about after he got set down, said, wouldn't be about 5 minutes. Said to him to go over there, and he'd bump it back up. He said, you know, it started causing some conflict in the church. You know, it was going up and down, up and down. So what he did, he put one of those thermostats back in his office and unhooked that one. And them folks never did know the difference. Every Sunday, they just... Amen. Good. Never did know the difference. I've done some of y'all that, and you don't know the difference. It's hard to get us in a perfect, prepared environment, ain't it? But the place that Jesus prepared is for an imperfect people, but it's a perfect world. Amen. It's a perfect world. We see the perfection in the person, in his plan, in his preparedness. Look at 2 Corinthians chapter number 5, verse number 1 and verse number 2. Talking about perfection. Perfection, the plan of salvation. You can be saved. Ain't you glad of that? You don't have to die and lost. Thank God it ain't how young you are, how old you are, how rich you are, how poor you are. The plan of salvation is for each one. The plan of salvation is for each one. Amen. We don't have an A plan, B plan, C plan. You know, when we at work, we sat down, you know, Brother Junior, and we'll go in that room, and they'll say, all right, do y'all want plan A, plan B, or plan C? And you got to, you know, one of them does a little more, does a little less. But I'm glad the salvation plan of God, it never changes. It never changes. It's cemented in the rock of ages. Look at 2 Corinthians chapter number 5, verse number 1, and verse number 2. The Bible says, for we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, an house not made with hands. Ain't you glad of that? Ain't you glad of that? None of our construction folks had a thing to do with building my mansion. They'd let it leak. But I'm glad he said not made with hands. For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, talking about this one, we have a building of God, a house not made with hands. Where's it at, preacher? He said it's eternal in the heavens. It's in the heavens. Thank God. We'll wear a robe and crown. Amen. One day after a while, I'm glad that Jesus Christ, he said, they're an imperfect people. They're an imperfect people. So I'm going to send my perfect son to go to Calvary's cross to die for you and I today. That you could have life and you could have victory. Do you know him today? Do you know him as your perfect Savior, your perfect Redeemer, your perfect King of Kings? Thank God. One day after a while, we'll see him face to face. Amen. And we'll know him as we're known. Thank God. Amen. We're going to ask Brother Robbie to come with a verse of a song. We don't know your heart and we don't know your mind. Amen. Listen, put that back up for me one more time. Hebrews chapter number 10, verse number 1. Talking about perfection. Talking about perfection. Look at what he says. He said, for the law having a shadow of good things to come, and not the very image of the things, can never with those sacrifices which they offered year by year continually make the comers thereunto perfect. Those folks that are just keep coming. They're offering these turtle doves, they're offering these goats, they're offering all these other sacrifices. It won't work. Those that come through Jesus Christ, you're redeemed. Amen. You're saved. Why? Because he's a perfect God for an imperfect world. While we stand together this morning, the Holy Spirit dealt with your heart. And you feel like you ought to come, then you come this morning just as you are. That's how Christ wants you today. Come unto me, all you that's heavy laden. Come unto me, and I will give you rest. Now he's said, this is my song. All the day long.